This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. It's time to raise your game. Now, having a bucket list is about living a life with no regrets. Now, we've seen the books and TV shows too, and we've probably got our own bucket list. I'm here with Celestine Chua from Personal Excellence, which is an online personal development platform. And Celestine is a coach and blogger as well on everything personal excellence, yeah? And, you know, we know about the importance of having a bucket list, you know, about living life with no regrets and all that. But why is it important? And so probably some people have thought about it, but never got around to thinking about it. Why is it important to do or have a bucket list, Celestine?
Well, Freda, I believe that a bucket list is really about living a life of no regrets. I feel like a lot of people, they often spend their life being inundated with daily to-dos, mm-hmm. with the things that often may seem urgent but not necessarily important. And I feel that having a bucket list, it reminds us of our goals and dreams, the things that are very important to us in the long run, and to remind us that every day, our time and effort are consistently spent in the right places rather than the other things that may seem urgent but not important.
Okay, I know that you have your own bucket list as well. Can you tell us a little bit when you started on this journey with your bucket list?
Sure. Well, I created my bucket list in 2009. And at that time, I was just surfing on the internet and I didn't have a bucket list at that time. And I saw someone actually having a bucket list. And I thought it was so interesting because I had never really thought much about this concept before that. And I didn't have my list. So I thought, okay, I should spend some time creating my own list because I think it's a great idea and a great way to focus my energy and intentions. So I did. I spent about 30 minutes to an hour creating my list, mm-hmm. and one thing led to the other, and eventually I had a list of over 100 items.
Okay.
So it's been about 3 years since then, and at least about 50% of the things on my list have since been accomplished.
All right. Okay. Can you tell us about some of them?
Of course. Well, quite a number of the things on my list include traveling, and it was very serendipitous because I was writing items like visit New York City, go to London, visit Empire State Building, and so on and so forth. And before 2011, which was last year, I have never been to Europe or US at all.
Okay.
And somehow, serendipitously, last year in June, I was invited to speak in Amsterdam, and I decided to make it an open agenda trip. And after that, it spun off into a 7-month world travel around Europe and US, where I was invited to speak in different places. I was invited by my readers, because I have readers from around the world, uh-huh. to stay with them in their places, say Germany, France, in New York, or Los Angeles, and so on and so forth. So it was a very exciting 7-month trip, and I only got back in Singapore this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like one of the things that I've achieved in my bucket list. Other things include personal milestones in terms of my business, like mm-hmm. achieving 1 million page views for my blog, appearing in various media, building a passive income business, and so on.
Okay, has that come to fruition?
Yes, all of them have come to fruition. So
wow.
I'm really, really glad and I'm proud of them.
All right, you have a million visitors on your blog.
Yes, I do have 1 million page views on my blog today,
wow.
Just per month. And I also have a passive income business where at least 95% of my income is actually passive and I don't need to exchange my time for money, which gives me time to do even more things than the things that I love.
Okay, so a bucket list in a way is setting goals.
It definitely is. It's a way of setting goals and a way of directing our focus and energy every day to ensure that we're doing things that are truly important to us.
Mm. You know, when you wrote your bucket list, did you put a timeline to it, as you know how it is when people say setting goals, you should have SMART goals?
Sure. I feel like when we write the bucket list, it's important to think with no limitations, so don't necessarily think in terms of timelines.
Mm-hmm.
After setting the bucket list, well, some people have different approaches towards achieving goals. Some people may like to set timelines. Some people may like to go with an open approach where they just focus on the inspiration behind a goal rather than be limited by a certain time. I say go with the approach that works for you. Go with the approach that inspires you the most.
Mm-hmm.
So for myself, there are some goals which I do set certain timelines with. Those are sort of my top priority goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain goals which I just sort of work towards without really worrying myself about when I'm going to achieve them. And as long as this is the approach that inspires you the most, that would work.
Okay. Do you update this bucket list very often, or do you review this?
I certainly do. I feel it's good to review your list at least once every few months because we change. Our personalities change, our values change. So sometimes the goals that we have written in our bucket list may not be true to us several months, several years down the road. And we don't need to let ourselves be held back by the goals of the past. Mm-hmm. It's important that the list that you have represents the goals that most inspires you at this moment in time. So we should review our list every few months and always be open to picking out the goals that don't inspire us anymore and putting in new goals that inspire us the most at this moment.
All right. Were there some things that you removed yourself?
Well, personally, I have removed certain goals from the past, and those goals would be things that didn't resonate with me anymore. And I sort of believe in not really thinking too much about the past or the goals that you wanted to achieve. So yes, I definitely have done that before.
All right. I'm here with Celestine Chua from Personal Excellence. And in just a moment, some things to think about before writing your bucket list in Race Again, BFM 89.9. This is Race Again on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm with Celestine Chua from Personal Excellence, which is an online platform, online personal development platform. And Celestine is a coach and blogger on everything personal development. Celestine, we're talking about creating a bucket list and just really apt because, you know, everybody's sort of green and fresh with the new year and all that. When it comes to writing the bucket list, what are some of the things that we should be wary about? Because I'm thinking as well, some people write these bucket list, which may have a negative effect on the people around them.
I feel some of the watchouts with regards to bucket lists, firstly is after you write the list, to always know that this list is meant to inspire you. So some people may feel intimidated by the number of goals that they have written or the goals themselves, and that would totally be defeating the purpose because you should not let yourself be held back or pressurized by the goals on your list, but rather focus on those few things that you want to work on at this moment and let them inspire you. I think the second thing, the second watch out is not to let your list dictate your life because ultimately the intention of the bucket list is about living every day to the fullest at the end of the day. So if you let it dictate your life, if you keep worrying about, okay, I need to finish this by the end of this month, I need to finish this by the end of the year, then that is totally not living life to the fullest at all, and that will be defeating the purpose again.
Okay, now how would a bucket list be different from setting, you know, goals?
I feel that goals sometimes can have a certain time frame, and they can have a certain short-term time frame, whereas bucket lists really let us think big and think about our life in its fullest spectrum. So, for example, when people set goals, maybe sometimes they will set more practical or realistic things like, okay, I want to create my business at the end of this year or the end of next year. I want to earn X dollars of income. Whereas when we think about bucket lists, what are the things that you want to do before you die? The places you want to be? Dreams you want to fulfill, experiences you want to fulfill. So the questions, the answers that come up may sometimes be, say, hugging my mom, hugging my dad, telling my loved ones that I love them, meeting my soulmate, etc. Like, these are the answers that won't necessarily come up when people are asked to set goals. So it really thinks about our life in its fullest spectrum at, hey, what really matters to us in the long term?
Okay. You know, sometimes I've also heard of the wheel of life where we look at things from the spiritual, from health, from family, from, you know, all these finance, from all these areas. Do you do that? Do you do the bucket list with that in mind?
I feel you can definitely use the life wheel as a guide when you create your list because the life wheel does represent the different segments in our life. And you can first, I would recommend, write the list with no limitations, no specific framework, just writing what you want to do before you die. And after you have the basic list done, you can review it against a framework, say, the life wheel, and evaluate and say, okay, do I have my health and fitness area of my life covered? Do I have the social, the relationship aspects of my life covered, and so on, to make it holistic?
Okay, so what are some of the new things that you have put on your bucket list that you can share with us?
Sure. Well, I've already shared that I've been traveling around the world for 7 months last year and this year. So moving forward, I do still love to travel and explore different cultures. I feel it's a great way to learn. So South America will be next on my list, as well as India, South Africa, seeing the savannah and the wildlife in South Africa. So these are things that I have not done yet, and I would love to do at some point, maybe this year or next year.
Mm-hmm.
I have already grown my business to a certain milestone. So moving forward, I would love to move it to even greater milestones, say having my own video talk show where I speak to my readers and also engage my audience on a more interactive level.
Mm-hmm.
And other things include publishing my physical book, maybe at some point meeting my special someone, because I believe a lot of people do have the intention of meeting their special someone at some point in their life, and I'm the same as well.
All right. Okay. Now, you know, for those people who are listening in and they have written a list, now what are you going to do now that you've got this list in front of you? Do I keep it in the cupboard and look at it every 3 months, or, you know, are there some next steps I should take?
Well, after we write the list, it's very important that we don't chuck the list aside and forget about the goals, because that is totally missing the point.
Mm.
I think the first thing is prioritize some of the goals on your list, because if you have a list of, say, 10, 20, 30 or even 100 items, it can get a bit confusing when you look at the list of so many items. So circle about 2 to 3 goals which are most important to you right now, and these goals shall be the ones that will guide your energy and your effort for the next few months. And then next, take action, because it's only with actions that results come. So do create an action plan for each of the goals on how you intend to achieve them. And for those action steps, break them down into weekly steps and schedule them in your calendar, and make sure that you are doing those steps every week. And no matter how small those steps are, the most important thing is when you are working on those steps, you will naturally be moving towards those goals. And sooner or later, your goals will gradually fall into place.
Mm. Have you ever written and, you know, you put things down for your top 3 priorities and you're halfway through working them and then you realize, this is not for me?
Well, I feel that most of the times the goals that I've really listed as my priority are goals that I've really thought very consciously through, and those are definitely goals I want to work on. But it's definitely possible that someone may have certain goals that they set as priority but realize that, hey, these goals may not be for me, or it's only through doing them that I realize I don't want these goals anymore. And that's perfectly fine. Be flexible, be open to switching your goals, but know that you're not doing it because you're being fickle-minded or because you're not clear on what you want. Always be clear on what you want and work towards them. And if at any point you feel like it's from doing that you realize this is not for you, then allow yourself to change the goals. But at the same time, always make sure that you're working on what's most important to you right now.
Right. And it's not the end of the world if you decide to change your goal.
No, it's not at all. Just make sure that it's always something that inspires you the most that you're working on.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Freda.
I've been speaking to Celestine Chua from Personal Excellence on That Bucket List. This is Racing Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.